So what does all of this mean for Ireland? Just 10 large US multinational companies with operations here account for more than half of our country's corporation tax receipts. For more on what lies ahead, we're joined by David Murphy, our economics and public affairs correspondent. David, Ireland's recent budget surpluses have largely been attributed to those large corporation tax receipts from just a handful of US companies. How much can the country depend on those going forward now that Donald Trump is about to take office?
Well, I think the advice is that it can't really depend on those. And just to show how concentrated those tax receipts are, three companies accounted for 43% of corporation tax in 2022. So in other words, we collected overall 23 billion euro of corporation tax in that year, and three companies accounted for 10 billion of that. So if one of those companies was to leave Ireland, or if a number of them were to scale back their operations, it would immediately have a very big consequence for Ireland's public finances. To look at it another way, the Department of Finance has categorised some of this money as windfall taxes. In other words, tax money that you can't rely on. And if you subtract those kind of windfall taxes from Ireland's public finances, instead of running a surplus over recent years, we would have been running a deficit, particularly last year. So in other words, we are exposed from that point of view. And in future, Irish politicians are going to have to run budgets on the basis that they can't rely on this money.
OK, and Stephen Moore there was saying that in Donald Trump's first term, his bark was worse than his bite. But what do we know about Donald Trump's plans for his second term in office?
Well, I think the only predictable thing is that Donald Trump is going to be unpredictable. However, he does have form in relation to these things. So firstly, he did introduce tariffs in his first term in office. Some of those tariffs did affect Ireland, particularly tariffs on butter, cheese and cream liqueur. I think, though, what they're talking about now is maybe broader tariffs, blanket tariffs potentially, and that could have a more serious consequence for the Irish economy. I think there's a particular concern about pharmaceuticals, which are made here by US companies and then sold in the US. They are particularly important in terms of Irish corporation tax. So that could have a significant effect on Ireland's public finances if there were tariffs which would cover pharmaceuticals. The second threat that Donald Trump has is to lower corporation tax. So this is something he's done in the past. He brought corporation tax down from 35 to 21%. He's now talking about bringing corporation tax down from 21% to 15%. And that would be key for the Irish economy because the rate that is charged to multinationals in Ireland is 15%. So if he brings it down to that level, that effectively would wipe out Ireland's tax advantage. And we know that many multinationals are attracted to the Irish market because of our lower rate of corporation tax. So if that was to happen, that would have a big impact. Having said that, it would be very expensive for the US economy to do that. When taxes are lowered, it reduces the amount of money a government collects. And if that was to happen, it would cost the US economy a lot of money.
So if you were the Minister for Finance today, as Donald Trump takes office, would you be worried, David, about vulnerabilities to Ireland's economic position?
I think you would have to be worried about vulnerabilities. And I think you would have to be trying to figure out how much of this corporation tax could be affected. And it's broader than corporation tax because you could see US companies deciding in future they're not going to invest abroad simply because of Donald Trump's economic policy. So it'll be more difficult in future potentially for the IDA to attract US multinationals here. And it's not just corporation tax. Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of income tax paid by people working for US companies here. There's VAT paid too. So you'd have to be quite cautious about relying on the huge amounts of money that Ireland collects every year from taxes from US companies, and you'd have to be cautious about your future spending. And that's the key to the next few years while Donald Trump is in the White House.
All right, David, thank you for that. That's David Murphy, our economics and public affairs correspondent. And RTE Television will broadcast a special programme this afternoon with live coverage from Washington and analysis on the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock on RTE One Television and the RTE News Channel and on the RTE Player, and there'll be updates throughout the day on this station also.